that the sound of my voice was originally created for me to verbalize my poetry. Initially, when I first began writing, it was a way for me to escape. To use words to create a different outcome when whatever was happening in my life wasn't what I wanted it to be. Well, you know how the mind works. Once your imagination starts to run, if you let it run long enough, you might end up somewhere new. I've always been one to desire to inspire mental as well as a physical stimulation with my work. With this platform, I want to introduce the most seductively, prolifically diverse, widest array of poetry and scripted stories that will arouse the audience's intellect and hopefully provide a newness in their perspectives. Now, at the sound of my voice, let's go. Late at night, I think of you in the best of ways, sometimes in the most intricate of ways. Ways that keep me dazed as if I have tasted your lady's flow and what it means to be for real in ways that only you could quench my hunger for your satisfying my thirst in ways that keep my dick magnified early days without conscious mention of your name in ways that could possibly be against your current, but fuck it, like I wanna fuck you in ways. Right now weighing in on why I can't have you in ways that lets me have my way, the way that we've waved from afar in ways that are undertones but hopefully not afterthoughts in ways that leave us forgotten in ways that I can't explain why I'm erect more nowadays. Because of you, I can see deeper in you in every way. So answer me this, is there any way that we can make a way for me to be inside of you the way that we do, as only we can be in our ways? Morio J. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder. Is that really the truth? Or is that some shit somebody told themselves because they had to be away and they wanted to cope with all the thoughts that they had at the time that started out as this very sensual, erotic, and beautiful imagination or imaginative vision of what they were either missing or ready to go home to? Because really, after a while, you begin to wonder, does absence really make the heart grow fonder? Not speaking for myself, but when it comes to you being away and being by yourself, and by yourself doesn't always mean that you're alone or there's no one else around ever. It just means that you're away from those or someone that you care about, someone that you wish to be close to, people that you're familiar with. Does that absence really give you or them this sense of, man, I can't wait to be reunited with this person? Because when you're away from them, you forget life goes on. Things are happening. People are coming and going, and life is just doing what it does best, happening. And these thoughts that you have, this picture that you have, and if you're not like the, well, you don't consider yourself to be the artist like myself, the way I do for me, you have these thoughts, these very detailed thoughts that come sporadically when you're not feeling your best or when you're at the peak of really thinking about, man, what are you doing all this for? You have this idea of what is and what isn't. Who's to say what's true and what's not? Sometimes we live in our heads way too much. Although I've learned to really be at peace with whatever life throws at me. I do sometimes find myself wanting answers to questions that I don't want to hear the actual answer to. I know that sounds like a huge contradiction, but who are we if we're not contradictory to those things that we despise the most? It is what it is. But I tell you this, however we are able to connect or reconnect in that space with those people, that person, that circumstance, even if for the moment, it's well worth it. We've told ourselves that it wasn't or it wouldn't be, just to cope with what it is in the moment right now. But we know that we wouldn't trade it for anything in this world. I love you. I would like to express my deepest appreciation for you taking the time to listen to this episode of At the Sound of My Voice. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to leave a voicemail, a comment, or a review. If you're interested in being a guest or advertising with us on At the Sound of My Voice or any of our social platforms, please email us at channel82@gmail.com. That's channel82@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram @_the_sound_of_my_voice for even more content and updates. And stay tuned for our merch coming very soon.